Welcome to track 4. This is an imagery exercise. So to begin with, again, we'll get ourselves in a calm and confident position and also a comfortable position. So whether that's sitting up or lying down, again, do this now. And once you've done that, close your eyes and begin your breathing. Deep, big, long, deep breaths. Before we move into the imagery exercise, to get yourself in the correct frame of mind, I want you to imagine a situation that you've been in, or it might be a situation that you haven't been in, but you would like to be in, where you are calm and confident and relaxed. So it might be walking along a beach, it might be winning the grand final, whatever it was. I want you to imagine the situation now. We'll do this for the next few minutes. As you imagine this setting, imagine yourself in it, in the setting, and imagine who's around you, what clothes you're wearing, what time of the day it is. Get very specific and vivid. And then imagine what feelings elicits within yourself. Really get into your body. How do you feel? What's the intensity? Remember to keep big breaths. Slowly go through this story in your mind's eye. So we're going to get into the imagery exercise now. So just like you were doing before, I want you to firstly choose a goal that you have. I'll give you 10 seconds to think about what goal you want to focus on. Okay, now close your eyes again, and I want you to create a story around this goal that you might have. And it's up to you how you create the story, because that's what imagery is. And I want you to slowly go through a story in your mind's eye. It might be actually achieving the goal, it might be going through the paces of what you need to do to achieve this goal. But you create the story in your mind's eye. Now remember to create vivid images in your mind's eye. Think about who's around, what time of the day it is, and more importantly, what feel-good feelings it elicits within yourself. And slowly go through the story in your mind's eye. Remember vividness and get emotional. Get out of your head and into your heart and into your body. Create the pace of the story. Some scenes won't be that important. You can speed through them very fast, while other scenes will be vitally important. Slow them down. Get really specific as to what's in that scene and how you're feeling. What feel-good feelings this brings up for you. Now, there also might be important scenes that you may wish to go over again. Feel free to do this. Your story should now be coming to a conclusion. So over the next few minutes, wrap your story up. Make it come to a conclusion that you are happy with.